B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
Oh,
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You know, yesterday it was determined that this is a fun show.
Yes.
As a matter of fact,
we put the
F-U
in fun.
Right?
Yes.
I like it. See? That just occurred.
They still won't make us those t-shirts, though.
No, I know.
I can see it now. The ROR Morning Show putting the F-U
in fun.
Fun,
right?
Yeah. Send that up stream, Brian. See if
I'll get right on.
Yeah,
yeah. Write that down.
We have an idea, boss, how to promote the show. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
How was yesterday? How good was yesterday? Don't tell me you wasted it.
No, I went outside.
Fun? Take a sun bath or anything like that?
I went outside. I immediately regretted it, but I did.
Oh, yeah.
We went for a walk.
You were mascotted.
Yes.
Right?
Macosted?
Macosted.
Mascosted?
Sounds like a heart attack.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me about it. So somebody accosted you?
No, it was just an exchange that was so strange to me because Lucy and I were walking. We had masks on. Mm. And there were two people coming up the street. And there was a man. I didn't even, because the sun was in my eyes, but I didn't even notice. And he didn't have a mask on. The woman behind him did and had a dog. Anyway, I just went to the side a little bit to give him some personal space.
Okay.
And there's a little cutout.
Fine.
And he actually just got so aggressive and was like, I got vaccinated. I'm not contagious. Oh. I'm like, oh my God, buddy.
Wow.
All right. I'm like, good. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, great. But that's not how it works.
So let's see if you'd be a good witness.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and describe the gentleman.
Skinny.
Okay.
No mask.
No mask.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Stanley Tucci skinny.
Okay.
A little bit hunched over.
Hunched over. Age, approximate?
Between 50 and 56.
No color eyes?
Really?
I have no idea. I mean, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
That's
unless
what I'm
he
saying.
Said to me, I had a vaccine. I'm not contagious.
Now just read the line on the card, sir.
Yes. Right. It wasn't awful. It was just one of those things where I was like, why are you mad at me?
Yeah. The irony is that you used to turn away from people who would be wearing a mask.
Well, like, right, exactly. Like, I'd be like across the street. Like, why's that dude wrong wearing a mask?
What's he got?
It was fine. It was no big deal. Lucy was chill. We were like, all right.
Did it hit 60?
It kissed it. Actually, I believe it kissed it like for a little bit.
Oh,
it was
wow.
a makeup session.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Good.
It was so nice. It was such a nice thing to get out of the house. We played basketball.
Look at you.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
With the mask on?
No, I was in my own house.
Okay, fine.
No one's yelling at me there.
We went to the playground, and Sam Bell actually nailed this. I saw it on the news because he said, you know what? The last time it was 60 was Christmas. And I was like, really?
Oh, my God. Harvey Leonard lives in your house.
And then last night on the news, they said, last time it was 60, it was Christmas Day where it was raining. And I go,
wow. Look at that.
That's amazing.
Imagine that, having actual recalls.
Oh, my God. Youth. Youth is wasted on the young.
I'm just saying.
What'd you do?
No, I said we could do worse than have Sam Bell do our weather.
Well,
we could do worse.
We do worse.
We do worse.
You said you do.
I thought it was.
Oh, that's funny.
Do. All right, wrap it up. Sunny and 52 today. That's where I was going.
All right,
and tomorrow,
good. All right,
65
thanks.
Tomorrow. Hey, your 10K, no repeat workday song today. I'll repeat it again, but it's Billy Joel. You may
it is?
Be right. And that is early. We're gonna
but you're probably not.
Oh, no. Early bird special, 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay? Good.
That's us, okay? 9 o'clock. Billy
Joel. Thanks for telling me.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Brooks, LBA, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. BTO, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's 5:56. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's get the latest headlines. LBF?
All right, it's 35 degrees in Boston, and this is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Mayor Marty Walsh is warning city residents not to hold large gatherings for St. Patrick's Day. The St. Patrick's Day parade has been canceled for the second year in a row. The state is requiring middle schools to be fully reopened for in-person classes by April 28th. Kindergarten through 5th must return to full in-person learning by April 5th. The very first tweet from Twitter's CEO is on track to sell for $2.5 million in a digital auction. Jack Dorsey wrote, "Just setting up my Twitter 15 years ago." Dorsey says he now plans to convert proceeds to Bitcoin for charity.
It's like a unique digital
imprint.
Yeah, these things are starting to become more
a thing.
I know Brian is into it with the basketball.
NBA Top Shot. And,
So. It's not even cards. It's digital stuff.
Digital stuff.
Weird. Okay.
I don't know.
And get on the blockchain, everybody.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth said in a statement, "The whole family is saddened to learn about the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Meghan and Harry." The Queen went on to say, "While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately." This is on the heels of the Meghan-Harry-Oprah interview.
She's going to sit down with some of the seniors, staff members?
I guess, yeah.
Will there be tea?
Probably.
You think they'll have tea?
They put the kettle on for everything.
Well, they want her to spill it. So,
yeah, in sports, the Bruins lost 2-1 last night against the Islanders. They return home tomorrow to host the Rangers. And the Celtics face the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow night. Weather today, sunny and 52.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Hey, you guys, they did a survey of the top 10 foods that Americans cannot live without.
Oh, God.
Cannot live without.
Only 10?
Only 10. You want to hear what they are?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
I can live without it.
Burgers.
I can live without it.
I'd like to put some peanut butter on the burger.
I've never tried that.
It's good.
Huh. Pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta.
I can live without it.
Bacon.
No. I cannot live without it.
Hard no on the bacon.
Hard no.
Bread. Can you live without bread?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Me too. Me too.
I love the band.
Yeah. Not saying I don't miss
us.
I
only want to be with you.
Yeah. I miss Brad. I miss us, but it's okay. Milk.
You know.
Well, in all its forms.
Yeah.
Milk, you know, half and half. Pizza coming in at number 3.
Okay.
This is a surprising number 2, but it makes sense. Butter.
Well, yeah. Butter is the best.
Butter is the best. What is number 1, guys?
Cake.
Nope.
What?
Nope. It's a side dish. It's your side friend. Always
French
there
fries?
For you. Nope. It's always there for
Chips.
You. No.
I don't know.
It's always there.
It's always there for you.
What?
Your kids love it. I bet kids eat it 3
Cookies?
Or 4 times. No.
Kids? Bananas?
You want to hold on to it? I'll tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll let you guess some more. We'll come back. I'll tell you what the number 1 food
Kit-Kat
people
buys?
Would not. Nope. You're liking this. This is fun. I'll tell you in 10 minutes.
More 80s, more variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More 80s, more variety.
I'll give you one more guess. What is the food Americans say they cannot live without? One more guess.
Pickles.
That was my guess.
I was looking at you like, is it okay if I say pickles?
It's not pickles. I'll tell you next, okay?
Not you.
You guys are in a pickle. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I feel like Steve Harvey. Survey says this is the number 1 food Americans say they cannot live without. What say you, LBF?
Cauliflower.
Brian, what say
broccoli.
You? It's Vegemite. Kidding.
What is it?
You give up?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Are you kidding me? The number one?
People cannot live without their mac and cheese.
That's crazy.
You're shook. Look at you.
Over pickles?
Survey says mac and cheese.
Moving.
Bye. Let the oven
fit. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going
to
be cool.
Brought to you by Mattress Firm. Save up to $300 on top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's at Mattress Firm right now. And you can get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 or more. Shop now. LBF, what is cool?
Well, I'm always watching TV, and I have yet another show you should be watching.
Wow, a font. An absolute font.
I know. When you don't leave the couch, it's the Couch Potato Diaries. That's me.
The Couch Potato Diaries.
Yep.
Okay.
Sometimes with French fries and chips.
You just keep... Yeah.
I thought it was the couch potato diet.
Yes.
No diet for me.
Okay. They say you can't outrun a bad diet, so go ahead. Take a seat. Okay. Brian, what do you got?
Science has finally determined the funniest stand-up comic of all time. Because science is so funny.
And I think they nailed it. I think it took scientists to tell you who the funniest comedian is. And coming up, I've got a feel-good story This is a real feel-good story.
Really?
The real. You
real
want
feel.
The real feel-good
real
story?
Feel.
He'll give you the real feels.
Okay.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Okay.
I'll tell you who's been reunited after a long time.
All right.
Okay.
You know who I've been reunited with?
Who's that?
A new kid on the block.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I've been spending a lot of time on the DIY channel and HGTV.
Yeah.
I went from Main Cabin Masters, and after I was watching that, all of a sudden, boom, Farmhouse Fixer. Do you know who hosts this show?
I have never heard of the
Jonathan
show.
Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
It's a local show. He lives in Essex on a farm.
Oh, nice.
He has a chicken. He has chickens on his farm, too. He has a favorite chicken.
Eggs. Your favorite chicken.
He does. Stella. Anyway, he goes around and he fixes up old farmhouses in the area, and I watched the premiere episode.
Yeah.
And it was in Hollis, New Hampshire. Boy, what a dump that place was. Yeah, no offense.
You like a fixer-upper.
This is why I love the show, because like I saw what they bought, and I'm like, I would never have bought this house. It is a mess. It is falling. There was a well underneath the addition. A well.
Okay.
So anyway, they fixed it up. It's gorgeous. It's so great. He's totally appealing in the show because he's a new kid, and he's like down in the well and everything. But like, he talks just like your neighbor. Like he's like, yeah, there's a well down underneath there, and you're like, oh my god. And then he's got these really fancy interior designers working with him. The one that he works with, particularly on the show, is Christina. She's from Manchester by the Sea. But we know. A woman who helped with this, her name is Becky Carbone, and she owns Farmhouse Fresh Interiors in Norwell. Fun fact, her husband works for Beasley.
Jesse. Yeah, that's Jesse's girl.
That's Jesse's girl.
Right there.
Becky.
Oh,
and her stuff is gorgeous. You can follow her on Instagram, Farmhouse Fresh Interiors. But yeah, go check it out. It's so good.
Nice. Jesse appreciates the plug.
Listen, I would totally hire her, but I can't.
Can't afford it. Okay. Anyway, Brian, what do you got?
All right, so science took on stand-up comedy. You know, I miss stand-up comedy. I love it. It's actually coming back to Giggles next weekend. So check out Giggles up in Sawyers. They got some stuff going on. But they took a list of 2,722 comedians, right? They whittled it down. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of comedians out there. They whittled it down to the top 20. Then they had these subjects watch each act one by one of the top 20, and they measured how much laughter the person... The comedian who got the most amount of sustained laughter was...
In 5 minutes?
No, they watched the whole set and they timed the pieces of laughter. So they compiled...
This is the numero uno.
Right, for a total of 4 minutes and 51 seconds of, the laughter per hour.
Yeah, got it.
This guy is number one.
Here it is.
You think that God gets stoned once in a while? Look at a platypus. I think so. There's a... You think God's up there going, okay, let's take a beaver. Okay, let's put on a duck's bill. Hey, I'm God, what are you going to do? Okay, he's a mammal, but he lays eggs.
Williams.
Robin Williams.
He was so funny. Eddie Murphy was number two. Red Fox, number three.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He made people laugh.
Joan Rivers, number six.
Okay, finally.
It was a good list.
Seinfeld's not even on that list. He's the richest of all of them.
Not on the list.
Not in
the top 20.
Didn't make it.
Stephen Wright, number 12.
Not on there.
Really?
That's funny. Okay. So, what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I got some good news for you here. Real feel-good story, because we need one. These two best friends got separated as kids during the Holocaust, and they recently reunited on Zoom, of course, 82 years after they last saw each other. Both assumed the other had died, and why not? It was during World War II. But they never stopped looking for each other. Now they talk once a week via phone or Zoom. One of them, Betty here, who's done several interviews over the years, was hoping her old friend Anna Maria was still out there, but didn't know for 82 years. Here's Betty.
In 1939, we said goodbye to one another, and it was very difficult then
because we were best friends, you know. Her name was Annemarie Wallenberg, and I never knew what happened to her, and I'm always wondering if maybe she's somewhere and she can hear this. And as soon as she started talking with me and I talked with her, there was a connection there. It's not like, oh my goodness, who's this old lady over there?
Holocaust survivors.
Wow. That's amazing. That's so nice that they found each other.
It's amazing. It really is to think. First, they both survived the Holocaust. And to live this long.
Yes.
It's really a great
1939. Story. Wow. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Not a good year. Story. Not a good year for that. Okay, so it's 6:23. Don't forget, your 10K No Repeat Workday song is going to be early. Got the early bird special today. 9 o'clock hour. Listen for Billy Joel. You may be right. If you're caller 100, you got $500. Okay, we'll remind you again what it is. Give you the phone number as well. Coming up. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Wednesday. You're going to like it, too. Sunny and 52 today. Cloudy, 38 tonight. Tomorrow, 65.
I like this.
You like this. Don't get used to it. It's a fling.
It is a fling.
Just a fling. Coming to town.
You don't have to talk about
sweep
it.
Sweep you off your feet. It'll be gone.
Nice memory.
Be gone by the weekend.
Our little secret.
Yep. So enjoy the fling tomorrow. It's going to be 65, but it'll linger Friday, 63. Maybe stick around for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't grab his coat and leave?
No.
How different.
So, yeah, you might even stick around for
weather.
Lunch.
Yeah. Our weather is amazing.
I think you remember it. Memorable weather. So, yeah, I like it. It is 33 in Boston. Hey, guys. Any lunch plans today?
Yeah.
Well, too bad.
Why? I actually promised Lucy Wendy's.
Why don't you take her to 7-Eleven?
Oh, all right. Why?
Because 7-Eleven has added to their hot food. You know, you go in there, they got the rolling hot dogs.
Yeah, I was usually a little hammered.
They got some pizza for you there.
Oh, they do?
Always
okay.
Hot and ready. Maybe a few flavors of chicken wings. They do that, too, to keep those food warm. But now, they're expanding their menu at 7-Eleven.
Are they?
Yes. 7-Eleven fish bites. Yeah.
Do they come with the Pepto?
No. They've announced they will start wild Alaskan pollock fish bites on its hot food options. Limited time during the Lenten season. So if you're celebrating Lent.
All right. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Because
everything about that statement besides the Lent part makes no sense.
Yeah. The bites are sold in packs of 5. I'm all in. Covered with an herb panko crust. And served with a side of tartar sauce.
Oh, that's got to be fresh.
There you have it. This is not brought to you by 7-Eleven.
Yeah, really, no.
Okay, Dirty Laundry, God. What do you got there? You're going to give up for Lent.
Who quit over Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's interview? This is amazing. But also, why you shouldn't drink too much at the Golden Globes. And that's saying something.
Okay. Coming up in 10 minutes.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's the Knack. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. We're rolling right into the laundry room. LBF is itching to go.
All right.
Well, not itching, you know what I mean. You got probably use a fabric softener to help with that.
Right, I've started.
Okay.
Anyway, before I get to the most embarrassing thing Chrissy Teigen's ever done, which she's got a lot to choose from, and I have the audio with it, let's discuss We're going to go across the pond and discuss all the Meghan Markle, Harry situation.
Man.
Finally, the queen was mom. The queen mom.
Mm-hmm.
She released a statement yesterday about the allegations made by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging.
Could you do that with her accent, please? Yeah. Okay, fine.
it would just sound better. The whole family.
Yeah, it's better.
I could do it as Margaret Thatcher, better.
Well, then go ahead. Okay. Anything
right, we'll take it.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll take it.
I can't do it on the spot.
Yes,
don't make it.
Issue the statement.
I'm saying it is me. The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Meghan and Harry. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary,
they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately.
Uh-huh. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be much loved by family members. Oh dear.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. Apparently the queen is going to sit down, put on the kettle, and have some discussions with people about how not to be racist.
Well, first of all, they got to find out, right?
Who said what?
If, you know.
They need a family meeting. Remember, you know, you'd have to do that as a kid? Yeah, family meeting.
Family meeting.
Yeah. Okay. So it's... Well. Then also what happened, Piers Morgan, because he's... sensitive Piers Morgan quit his job over Meghan Markle. You want to hear how it went down?
Sure.
All right, so this is Piers, and then his co-host called him out on really slamming Meghan Markle. Here's what they had to say.
Okay.
I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, sorry. So, do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe.
Yeah, and he walked right off and he quit the show.
Like it.
Piers. Well,
what
here's the thing.
Go. You know what?
What?
I'm watching a Peaky Blinders episode.
It sounds like
that's
that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I've got to go.
So Piers and Meghan apparently were friendly. They followed each other on Twitter, and then she came to London and then had a beer with him, and then she left and got into a cab to go see Prince Harry, and then never spoke to him again. And he's mad about the whole thing. And he's Piers Morgan. He's just, nobody particularly cares for him. I mean, he has the right to say whatever he wants to on his show, but he's the one who up and quit.
Yep,
so
he's done.
Just,
he quit.
He's like, that's it. I'm done.
Wow. He might regret that.
So he had
that.
A little bit of a temper tantrum. I love it when that happens. Yeah. So good for him. All right. Chrissy Teigen. Doing
embarrassing
things.
I didn't know you didn't like Piers Morgan so much. I have no idea.
I just think Piers Morgan is just a little bit like, he's a know-it-all. He's like one of these guys, like, I know it all and don't talk to me. And it's just, there's no discourse. He's always just yelling over people.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds a little better because he has a British accent, but
that's
basically,
it
no, it's not.
Okay.
So Chrissy Teigen does a lot of embarrassing things, and she used to because she used to drink a lot. Now, she's always talked about how she got sober, and she's, you know, doing that whole thing right now, but... At the Golden Globes, which is notorious for how much people drink, she got a little tipsy and she made a little bit of an error. And here's what she told Jimmy Fallon.
God, I think it was after the Golden Globes. I was drinking a lot and I saw somebody at the entrance holding a glass of champagne. So I just went up and I took it and I said, thank you. And then John goes, that was Michael Keaton. It was not.
Wow.
It was not someone serving champagne?
No, it was not.
Wow.
I'm so embarrassed by
Yeah, that. So that's what happens when you drink a little too much. You go up to Michael Keaton and take his glass of champagne away from him because he's wearing a tuxedo and he looks like a waiter.
Yeah.
I love Chrissy Teigen.
She was also seen, I saw on the internet, Daily Mail, that she was dressed up as a Hooters girl recently.
Yeah, I didn't.
What's
I
all that
yeah,
about?
That's I don't know. I just saw it, and I lost
it. Was a throwback.
It.
I saw it because.
Let me turn to my Hooters correspondent, Brian Bell. What did you see?
She used to work at one,
oh,
so
she
she's
did.
Like, I want to see if this still fits.
Oh.
Oh, that's a dumb idea. Did it still fit?
Looked all right.
Oh, all right. Who cares?
Okay. All right.
I hope not.
Wow.
I mean,
not working.
I'm going to go try on my old El Torito outfit. How's that sound? All right, Bob.
Okay, fine.
Nice face.
El Torito?
El Torito. It's
probably salsa on it.
Probably. Like, smells guacamole. A little like a burrito. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, don't. Okay, 648. Here's Journey.
I think you'd like that.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more, it's 6:59 with Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's see what's going on, LBF.
All right, it's 35 degrees in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh is warning city residents not to hold large gatherings for St. Patrick's Day. The St. Patrick's Day parade has been canceled for the second year in a row. The state is requiring middle schools to be fully reopened for in-person classes by April 28th. Kindergarten through fifth grade must return to full in-person learning by April 5th. Hackers claim to have breached thousands of security cameras in several countries. One of the hackers said the data breach was intended to show how easy it is to break into the security
system. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know.
That's great, right?
Here, look what we can do.
Yep.
Yikes. Queen Elizabeth said in a statement about the Harry and Meghan / Oprah interview, the whole family is saddened to learn about the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Meghan and Harry. The Queen went on to say that while some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately.
Well, are they in Montecito, California? Is that where they are?
Yeah, like near Santa Barbara?
Near Rob Lowe.
Near Rob Lowe. In fact, that's
Rob
how
is selling.
They say things like, that's near Rob Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where's the IKEA? It's near Rob Lowe.
Left at Rob Lowe. Yeah.
Rob Lowe is Rob, yeah. He's selling.
He's selling for $22 million.
$22 million. The neighborhood ain't what it used to be.
No, it's not. Oh. We really do, for property value's sake, want a royal to live next to you.
You'd think.
Not a royal pain.
Yeah,
in sports, the Bruins lost 2-1 last night against the Islanders. They return home tomorrow to host the Rangers, and the Celtics face the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow night. Weather today, sunny and high of 52. All right,
nice.
Coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry, embarrassing celebrity encounters while drunk, the Chrissy Teigen version.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. We could talk more about Rob Lowe's mansion for sale, too.
Yeah, $22 million. Take a look at
what's
that.
Involved, yeah, in that.
I think tennis courts and movie stars.
Oh,
and even cement ponds, swimming pools.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tennis courts and movie right. stars.
Yeah. Hey. You know, they don't make jingles much anymore for products, right?
You
used
I know.
To back in the day,
so
it was
sad.
Jingles everywhere. They just did a survey of the top jingles, most memorable, recognizable jingles of all time. So you want to hear what number one is?
Yeah.
Nationwide is on your side.
That's the most recognizable.
Everybody knows it. If I say Nationwide Insurance, you say
it's on your side.
That's it. Okay, so I have the list of the top 20 right here.
Really?
So we're gonna play a game this morning.
We are.
You're gonna sing your jingles.
Singing
we're gonna need two
jingles.
Players coming up who think they know the jingles to all these companies, but you got to sing it. First one to five correct wins a prize.
So if you sit through all the commercials and know all the songs, this is your game.
I feel like there are some good ones out there.
Yeah.
That's it. So we're going to be looking for callers in 10 minutes if you can sing your jingle. Hey, Nationwide.
It's on your side.
Boom.
More 80s. More variety. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right. Here we go. So a few minutes ago, I just played you the number one jingle of all time. Right, according to a survey of the top 20, it was Nationwide.
Is on your side.
That's it. Okay, so we're going to have a contest now. If you think you know all the jingles that are out there, right?
Yep.
That on the top 20 list, we're going to ask you to sing the jingle. We'll name the company, you sing the jingle. We need two players.
Okay.
Okay? 888-410-1057. You'll face off against each other. We'll be there to help in case they don't know.
Okay.
First one to five wins a prize. Okay?
Okay.
Two callers. 888-410-1057. We have someone on the phone now who's auditioning for the role. Yes, good morning.
From bike to trains to video games, the greatest toy store there is.
Wow.
I don't want to grow up because if I do, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. More games, more toys, oh boy. Yeah. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And that's at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Bad.
Imagine what I could do by five.
We're good.
That's awesome.
We're good. Thanks. Oh, see, that's how easy it is. If you can sing the jingle, if I throw a company name out there and you sing it, all right?
Okay.
You face up. Let's take two callers. 888-410-1057. Sing the jingle.
Sing Singing the
jingles
Jenga.
Work. Jingles work.
They do.
They stop making them, but I guarantee you, folks know all of these and they might be able to sing them back to us. Okay, 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, so we got a couple of players who want to sing the jingles.
Who doesn't?
For a great prize.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys have to sing the jingle. Let's say good morning to Maura from Canton. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning.
Canton, huh?
02021, yep. Baby.
You guys watch a lot of TV there, huh?
Yep, we do.
There's a lot of radio, too. So either way, let's say good morning to Brandon from Wareham. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right, so you guys have to sing the jingle. And the first one to five wins the prize, okay? So I'm going to start with Maura. What is the jingle? Sing it, please, for Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, God, I don't know that one.
Don't overthink it.
Maura?
Can we steal in this game?
Liberty Mutual. Oh, my God.
Maura?
Maura?
All right, guys, what is it?
Liberty.
Okay.
Very basic.
This is going to be fun.
Don't overthink it, everybody.
Okay. Brandon, give me the jingle for the clapper. The clapper.
Clap on, clap, clap, clap off. Clap on, clap off.
That's it. You got it.
Right. Yeah. One.
Brandon scores one.
All right.
Okay. Come on. You're still in the game, Maura.
Yeah, don't worry.
Maura, Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware.
Oh, Jesus. I'm pulling it. I don't know.
That's a hard one. I didn't know
Ace
that one.
Ace Hardware.
Either.
Brian?
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, man.
That's right.
All right.
He says it with such joy, too. It's so funny.
Okay, Brandon, you can take a 2-0 lead, Brandon. Klondike ice cream bars. Klondike ice cream bars.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I didn't know these. What would you do, hoo-hoo, for a Klondike?
Oh, extra points for the hoo-hoo.
Brandon, good job. Maura, right, come
Brandon's
on.
Getting the easy
one. Yeah, I know.
All right, Maura, Folgers.
Yeah.
Maura, Folgers.
There's nothing like waking up with Folgers in your cup.
That's not singing. And that's not, you're close, but you're not there. You got to sing your jingle. Folgers. You were so close.
There's nothing like waking up with Folgers in your cup.
No, sing it for a...
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Sorry. Sorry, Maura. Yeah. All right, Brandon. Brandon, Chili's. Give me the jingle for Chili's.
Chili's. Oh, no.
Brian's getting ready.
Chili's. Brandon going once. Going twice.
Yeah.
Brian, go ahead.
Give me my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
We are losers.
We are losers.
Let's go.
All right, come on. Maura, this is all you.
Come on, you can do
Maura.
This.
I know.
Ready?
This is so sad.
K Jewelers. Maura?
Maura.
K Jewelers. Mm-hmm.
You don't even watch
Kisses
TV.
Kisses for K?
What? Say it again.
What?
Kisses for K?
You're so close.
You're really,
LBF, let's hear it.
Every kiss begins with K.
sorry, Maura. All right. Brandon, this is the only time we're ever playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know. One and done. Brandon, give me Kit Kat.
Oh.
Kit Kat. Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat.
It's tough.
Mm.
Do we give Maura the steal?
It's in my tongue. Crap.
I wish I had a Kit Kat in my tongue.
All right.
Come on, Brandon. Give me a break.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Give me a break. Give that. Nope.
Yeah.
Ready?
Brian, give it to him.
Ready?
Give him a break.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun.
I think we're only entertaining ourselves at this point.
Wow. Maura. Campbell's soup, Maura.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Campbell's soup, Maura.
Mm-mm, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, yeah.
Good.
The way they did it was
They did it twice.
Oh. Mm-mm, good. Mm-mm, good. But we're going to give it to you. There it is. Maura, you got a score. Okay, Brandon.
Wonderful.
Brandon, give me State Farm Insurance, please, Brandon.
State Farm.
State Farm. Maura, would you like to steal?
I can think of every other insurance company right now. I think we're going to State Farm.
Yeah, we're going to let Maura steal this one. Go ahead, Maura. Steal it. State Farm.
What the heck is
this
happening?
This game had such promise.
I know.
LBF, what is it?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And you know who wrote that, Bob Bronson?
Who wrote that?
Barry Manilow.
Oh, God. There it is.
Wow.
Okay.
I think.
All right, this one's going to Maura.
All right, you're still going. Well, wow, geez.
You're never
going
to get to five, Bob.
Yeah, you're never
I know.
Gonna
well,
get
we're
going to
gonna go through.
Okay, all right.
Maura, SpaghettiOs. Okay. SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs. Oh,
wait.
No.
You're so close. You're so close. What do you guys think?
What is it? Is it SpaghettiOs?
It's
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, no, I can't
get a lot of the words in
oh,
there.
Oh, boy. All right, it's a tie. 2-2.
It is?
Yep. Brandon,
right, this is
Lucky Charms.
Right?
Lucky Charms, Brandon.
Lucky Charms, the magically delicious.
There
All
is
right, you.
Three, Brandon. Okay, Maura, Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yeah, that's it. Snap,
that's
Crackle, Pop. Look at
okay.
that, 3-3.
That's probably a jingle.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, Brandon. Ricola, cough drops.
Ricola.
All right. All right, for the tie.
For the tie.
Maura, your chance to tie. Give me McDonald's.
McDonald's. I have it. No. Wait. It's coming. It's coming. Okay. Have it your way.
No, that's Burger King. Come on, guys.
I'm loving it.
That's
all right,
it. Brandon for the steal.
Brandon for the steal.
Boy, we're all loving it. What a game. What a game. Okay.
is it over?
It's over.
All right, good.
Brandon, you're the winner. Okay?
Yeah.
And we put winner in quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wins in this game.
Maura, you can have a great day, okay?
All right. I'd say good job, but...
Bye, Maura.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. All right, what do you win, Brian?
I don't know their jingle, but you've won a $50 Lavenger gift card. Read, write, and dream with Lavenger. Fine pens, planners, notebooks, accessories, and more. Visit Lavenger.com.
Okay, I think we're done with that game.
I think we are. I can't believe Bumblebee Tuna wasn't in there.
Brandon, hang on.
Wow. Bumblebee tuna. I love Bumblebee.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. There's Bob Seger right there. Leave the singing to the professionals.
Yes.
That was our probably the only time we'll ever play the Sing the Jingle game.
Yeah,
congrats
it really,
to Brandon.
Yeah,
that was
I guess
tough.
Theory's gone that we remember those things. I guess
there's
not.
Some missing ones though that were surprised didn't make the jingle list.
Yeah, Bumblebee Tuna.
Yeah, you sang that one.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on me. Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yes, why isn't that on?
I don't know.
It's not, it didn't make the top 20.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
That was the old McDonald's.
Or the awesome Coke one. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Yeah, didn't
Come
make the
on.
List. Boy, Maura would have struggled with those, so we're good.
I spent a lot of time at home, Bob.
Maybe Maura would have known those. But anyway, she was fun. 7:30. Coming up, we got a morning court today. Homeschooling, okay?
Oh, okay.
Isn't that fun?
I'm
homeschooling?
Interested.
Well, we're going to hear from Jamie. She's got kids, and she's called in some help to help, you know, with the kids. But the person who's coming in to help is bringing her puppy and or dog. And the dog's doing some his own little homework. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah. Need I say more?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So Morning Court comes up in 10 minutes.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's welcome Jamie to Morning Court today. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Hey, Bob. Hey, LBF. How are you guys?
We're good, Jamie. So, you emailed us, you got a problem, you're doing a lot of home schooling these days, and you're working from home, and your sister is kind of helping you out, but there's a problem with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a mom of three, and I'm, you know, I work full-time, and now I'm homeschooling my kids, you know, virtually, and it's just very stressful, and my sister, I mean, she's great, she comes over 3 days a week to help with the kids, and like, you know, the Zoom school thing, and I'm really, really grateful for her. Like, I don't know how I could do this without her help.
That's nice of her to do that.
Yeah, that is super nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. She's, okay. She's a great sister. You know, yeah. That's who she is. Here's, like, the thing, though. She brings her little dog. And, I mean, that's fine. I love dogs. But this dog is not house trained at all.
Oh,
sis.
I mean, she poops and pees every single time she's over. And, you know, my sister swears and cleans it up immediately, you know, like when she finds it.
Oh, but, God.
You know, my sister says this dog is, you know, her emotional support animal and she cannot leave her home.
Oh, so is it a little, what do we call it, pocket dogs? A little, right? A little small dog? Is that what it is?
Like a little Pomeranian.
Oh. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Weird looking.
Yeah. They're fluffy. Wow. No, Pommies are cute.
Oh, they're cute.
So you said she's done damage, though, little Pommy.
Yeah, she's ruined two rugs and my hardwood floor in the dining room, and I'm just kind of beside myself. It's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I don't want to offend my sister or refuse her help because I really need it, but I cannot handle this dog.
Yeah.
Yippee, nonstop bark.
Okay.
Just incessantly barking, you know, distracting Zoom meetings and Zoom school.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can do.
But you need your sister. Otherwise, why would you do all this if you didn't need your sister's help? You work from home, right, Jamie? So that's very helpful to have her there. Yeah. You know, when people bring dogs over uninvited, it's not good. And you don't have a dog yourself, so
it's not like they can play and poop everywhere together.
Well, it's some people, you're either dog people or you're not.
Well, right? I mean, even if you're like a dog person, dog was coming over and my sister's dog was coming over and pooping everywhere and ruining my floors and rugs,
you wouldn't be happy.
No, but I'm the older sister, so I could tell her what for.
Right. Well, the thing is here, Jamie's sister's helping her teach. So
Exactly. You know you're in a tough spot.
That's a tough spot. Jamie, we get it. You don't want to blow that up because sounds like she's more attached to the dog than you. Just saying.
Well,
there's a potential, right?
How to approach this?
Yeah. Well, here's what we do, Jamie. That's why we call it Morning Court. Okay, you've presented your case, and I think it's a good one.
Thank you.
So we're going to let listeners chime in at 888-410-1057. Let's see what they think about it. They might have a solution for you, okay?
I have some ideas, too. Coming up with some.
You stay right there, LBF. Let's get some listeners calling. Jamie, I know you got to go back to work, so stay tuned. Keep the radio on, all right? You'll hear some great advice. We'll see if your bark is worse than your bite.
Oh, God. Here he goes.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough spot.
Yeah, especially in the carpet after the dog poos. That's a tough spot.
Right. But let's see if we can help Jamie out. 888-410-1057. Take some calls for that because she's in a bind. But the good news is...
The dog isn't.
No, the dog's not bound up at all. The good news is I think school's going to be opening soon.
Yes.
So maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But meanwhile, between here and the light of the tunnel, there's...
Little, a soiled carpet.
Very much so. Let's see if we can help Jamie out. It's a delicate thing. 888-410-1057. It's not like a teacher she can fire. It's her sister.
Right.
Oh, sis.
Oh, sis.
What do you say? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Morning Courts in session. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian at 7:50. Jamie called real quick. Her problem is she's a mom of three. She's busy at work. Her sister's coming in and doing some homeschooling and brings her Pomeranian with her, who has been making some, you know, little deposits around the house.
Oh, yeah.
And a little yippy on the Zoom meeting. So they know when you're on Zoom, I swear.
They do.
Okay, Bonnie from Maynard, you're up. Yes. What do you want to say to Jamie?
I'm sorry, Jamie. I'm the sister who would bring the dog to my sister's house, and my dog did very similar things. It was terrible. I had nowhere else to bring my dog for daycare to my sister's house, of course. So, but I bought her a gate, and I asked her to keep her in limited areas so that hopefully it would limit that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
No, because her kids kept moving the gate.
Oh, right. God.
It didn't help.
So. Are you and your sister okay?
Yes, we're okay.
We're okay.
Now she has my dad's dog, and it's worse.
It's worse?
Now she has your dad's dog, and it's worse? Your poor, long-suffering sister.
I know.
Yes, I have to say, I wish she was listening. She'd really appreciate this.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
You're saying it could be worse.
What
right?
kind of dog was yours?
Yeah. Mine was a rescue dog from Puerto Rico. Just a little terrier, like 28 pounds.
Oh, cute. Speak Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish. That probably didn't understand each other.
Yeah, that's what it was. She's like, no comprendo.
Well, her name's Juanita, so that's
See? Thanks, Bonnie. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, some therapy for Bonnie. Yeah. Dean, what do you say?
I say be open and honest with her.
Yeah.
Tell her that you really appreciate her coming over and helping, and you really need her support, but the dog needs to be crated.
Yeah. Well,
it's a harsh conversation.
Tough. It's tough, though. But, can you bring come to help teach my kids, but crate the dog?
But, like, it would be, like, you know, the dog is defecating all over her home.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
How would the sister like it if she sent her kids over and the kids started
Okay, all right.
Well, put them in a crate.
He can't do that.
Sorry.
Can't do it. Thanks, Dean. We can't put kids in crates. No. Okay. Oh. Now you say.
Better all right. Call home.
7:53. If you want to help Jamie out with her situation, 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. That's Aerosmith, 7:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. And Morning Court is in session. We talked to Jamie. She's got a little bit of an issue here because she's home at work or working from home these days like most folks are. A lot of Zoom calls, but she has three kids, and I think they're all under 10, so they are in need of some help with their school. So her sister is volunteered to come over, but sis insists on bringing her dog with, and apparently the dog isn't that trained.
Tough.
Leaving a lot of, droppings and such around the house. Jamie's getting a little frustrated. Doesn't want to. She can't fire her sister.
No.
Can't fire the dog, I don't think.
Well.
So, what should Jamie do? Ruth, RBG, what do you say?
I have three suggestions.
Oh, wow.
You can't tell the sister to not bring the dog. Pomeranians are a little neurotic, and they bark all the time anyway.
Yep.
So, either gate off the kitchen, or if the dog's so neurotic it has to be right near the sister, get a playpen or a leash that she has control of the dog.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a leash. But maybe you have a point. Maybe they can just say, look, can we just keep the dog in the kitchen or on rather than the carpet? Right. That's good, Ruth. Thank you.
Oh,
yeah, I like it.
Pen.
Good job, a playpen.
If you keep the dog at a playpen, she's right next to the dog.
Yeah,
everyone's happy.
Won't stop yipping there.
Right.
No, it's going to yip no matter where it is.
That's true. Thanks, Ruth. We're going to take some more calls. Okay.
Okay, bye. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Okay, is this Amanda?
Hi, yes.
Hi, Amanda. What do you, any suggestions for Jamie today?
I would tell her that since her sister's helping her out with her kids, maybe she can help her out with her dog, maybe buy a crate and set her house and maybe give her some dog training tips.
Yeah. See?
Oh, that's nice.
Amanda, what line of work are you in?
I am a grants analyst for the IMLS out of Washington, D.C.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
He's
smart, though.
Institute of Museum and Library Services.
Oh.
Yeah, that's too smart for you.
Yeah, it's too smart for me. But it was solid advice.
Yes, it really was.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, and I also, I have a new puppy, so I understand. It's hard.
Oh, what kind of puppy do you have?
I have a Shiba Inu. She's 6 months old. Her name's Ivy.
Shiba, they don't bark, do they?
She does.
Different Shiba. Yeah. All right.
What's her name?
Her name's Ivy.
Ivy. That's cute. Well, thank you, Amanda. We appreciate you listening. Good luck with the pup, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Is a Shiba, they look like a little husky kind?
Yeah, it's a Japanese dog.
Oh, they're cute.
Their tail goes up, so you'll see
they're
their
so
butt.
Cute. Blue eyes?
No, I don't think blue eyes.
No,
always.
Blue eyes. Oh. Maybe I think of a blue-eyed mini
blonde.
Husky.
Blonde? Thinking of a blue-eyed blonde okay, and thought, hey, Shiba Inu. All right.
Anyway, she sounded super smart to me. Works in the Library of Congress or something.
Blah, 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 blah. Says Bobby's like a library smart, museum. Smart, blah, smart, blah, smart, blah, smart. Blah, 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 blah.
I was just saying. And then maybe she ought to sign up to play Super Smart.
She should.
Because she sounded it.
She did.
That's where I was trying to go. So if you want to play Super Smart, sign up at WROR.com. LBF, are you ready to play Super Smart?
Yes, I am.
Let's do that in 8 minutes coming up.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player, Lee, from North Andover. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Hey, that's my neck of the woods. Might go there later today. Go to the Butcher Boy.
Really, Butcher Boy?
How good is Butcher Boy?
Awesome. Best place to stay.
Oh, guys. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Lee's not wrong.
Okay. Well,
all right, good.
Let's see if this is a streak that he can hold up.
God, Lee.
All right.
Free plug for Butcher Boy. Lee, what do you do?
I'm a construction. We sell construction parts and equipment.
Okay. Good. You want to give the company a shout out? Go for it.
Chadwick Bay Ross over in Chelmsford.
There it is.
Ooh.
Brian's neck of the old neck of the woods there. Okay, Lee, let's see if we can get you $1,000. Boy, you could buy some serious meat with that.
Let's do it.
Yes, you could. All right, you get all 10 of these questions right. That's exactly what you're going to get. Lee, if you're not sure about a question, say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's time on the clock. Here we go.
Good.
Go.
What is 5 plus 5?
10.
Alexander Graham Bell's most famous invention was what?
Telephone.
At what temp Fahrenheit is freezing?
30. Two.
Who sings Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Tabitha.
Jack Dorsey is the CEO of what social media company?
Pass.
In the 90s TV show and movie, what was Buffy's profession?
Vampire Slayer.
Finish this jingle. Like a good neighbor?
State Farmers, yeah.
What U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State?
Pass.
The pinna is the outer visible part of what?
The ear.
Who was the only president to apply for patent?
Reagan.
Jack Dorsey is the CEO of what social media company?
Twitter.
What U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State?
Texas.
Ooh.
So close.
So close.
Hey, you got 8 right.
8 out of 10, man.
Go,
that's awesome.
Not bad.
Not bad.
No, it was good.
80% was like my highest grade in high school.
What did we miss?
I mean, he did give us kind of a cliffhanger with the Fahrenheit freezing.
Oh, 32. Yeah, I know.
Two.
I like that. Okay. I liked it.
Yeah, you had it.
It had
us
a little drama. Can't have fun with Fahrenheit, but you did. Right.
What did we miss? Two of them here.
Two. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State? Nevada. And the only president to apply for a patent was Abe Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Always guess
what
Abe
did,
Lincoln.
What did he patent?
Some law, like hauling thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. Abe. It's not.
Wasn't the hat?
Wasn't the hat.
Honest? Really?
Honestly.
Okay. Lee, you didn't get $1,000, but you did get 100. That's a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, okay?
Kids will love it.
That's what I was thinking. Do you have kids?
I got two.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, fun. Yeah, $100, go a long way, play some games, grab some snacks, and have a good time. By the way, if you know anybody, Lee, let them know Apex is hiring. Yes, they are. Visit apexentertainment.com, okay?
Sounds good. Come down to Shadrick Bay Ross, give you some deals, some parts.
Ooh, right. I don't even know what parts you sell, but I'm going to come in.
I need a deal. Yeah. Deal's a deal.
The patent was a device to lift boats over shoals.
How about that?
Huh. I don't know.
It was the boat
is.
Picker-upper.
Yeah, it was the boat. Yes.
There it is. Thanks, Lee.
Needed a crafty ad man like you, Bob Bronson.
I needed an ad man.
That's right.
Yeah, the quicker
jingle.
Boat picker-upper. Okay. If you want to play super smart, Lee did great. Yeah. 8 out of 10 is solid score. So go ahead. See if you can do it at WROR.com. LBF has the home version of the game. She posts up momentarily at WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, we talked with Jamie this morning. A little morning court issue. She's a full-time mom working from home with three kids, okay? And her sister's coming over to help with the homeschooling. But she's also bringing her little dog, too.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's Jamie.
I'm a mom of three, and I work full-time, and now I'm homeschooling my kids, you know, virtually, and it's just very stressful. And my sister, I mean, she's great. She comes over 3 days a week to help with the kids. Really, really grateful for her. Like, I don't know how I could do this without her help. Here's, like, the thing, though. She brings her little dog, and she poops and pees every single time she's over. My sister says this dog is, you know, her emotional support animal, and she cannot leave her at home.
Yeah, and I think Jamie's going to need an emotional support.
And her little dog, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we're taking calls today for Jamie. See if she can do anything. What to do. Can't fire her sister. I mean, right. You can, but that's going to be a very awkward Thanksgiving, right? So she doesn't want to do that. But what should she do? Let's go to Sue. What do you think she ought to do, Sue?
Hire a dog trainer for her. Any dog can be house trained. Get her a sister because she's helping her out big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can't ignore the problem. The sister can't ignore and can't pretend it's not happening.
True. Absolutely. And the sister probably would prefer the animal not be defecating and urinating in her home,
too. That's a good point. I like it. Sue, that was great. It's good because, first of all, if she pays for it, how can you say no?
Right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Sue.
That's Bob's motto.
Okay, Sue.
A way of paying her sister back.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right. Take care, Sue. All right. Let's say hi to Mary. Mary, what do you want to say to Jamie?
Oh, hi. I was just wondering, why isn't this dog trained? Isn't she house trained?
That's what Sue just said. Sue obviously had a great idea. Why not just pay to have the dog trained?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
What do you think of that?
I had two dogs, and they were trained. And occasionally, they would make a mistake, but it was usually my fault because I didn't take them out quick enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's all. Just why aren't they trained?
Do you know how it was a mistake and it's your fault?
How?
Seriously.
Yep.
They'll do it by the door.
There's a sympathy card by?
No, they leave a receipt. No, they do it by the door. They're like, hey, that's what mine would do. They do it by the door.
Mine didn't do that.
This isn't on me.
Yeah.
This is on you.
Yeah.
And the floor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I like it. Everybody thinks that pay for the training.
Yeah.
And that's all.
I mean, that's, you know, again, throw money at the problem. Just pay for the training.
There's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But it's win-win, right? Everybody wins. Even the dog wins.
The dog does win.
See? There you go.
That's all that matters.
Well, you know what? The other thing is they're going to be going back to school soon anyway. So
if she holds out.
Sit tight, Jamie.
What's more expensive, carpet cleaning or training? So just do the
math. Don't call the carpet and floor guy yet. Wait another couple weeks.
So, Brian, you had a story that
we had a friend
relates.
Who had like a dog that was a little, you know, unruly. Mm. They got a gift certificate for a dog training place.
Yeah.
In the mail, anonymously.
Wow, isn't that nice?
Like, hey, thanks. Great.
Wow, how'd they know? We're getting one. Whoever they are.
Yeah, what an anonymous hint.
Okay.
That's funny. And now, happily ever after?
Oh, yeah.
See, look at that.
It all works out.
It all works out. Okay, how are things working out? Speaking of the other court, the Queen's Court, how's that?
I have an update on that, but also, breaking, how did Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch get involved in the Meghan Markle Prince Harry debacle?
Peter Brady?
I know. State, you're not even going to believe this.
So is the middle child.
I know.
Yeah, right?
What's your option up or shine?
That's it. That's coming. Dirty Laundry's next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 836. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Wednesday. And we're going to make it even happier for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Billy Joel is going to play, and his song is You May Be Right. So if you're caller number 100, we'll even give you the phone number now, make it easy for you. We have a jingle. Here's the jingle.
Call 855-485-2000. It's the money line.
That's right. So Billy Joel, You May Be Right, 9 o'clock hour. So we're going to play it, and caller 100 gets $500.
Wow.
Let's move over to the laundry room. LBF's in there. All right.
Can we?
Yeah, we're there.
All right, okay. You guys. It's all about Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and the Queen, and Piers Morgan. Mm. And I'm also going to tell you what TV show to watch this week because it's really good and it involves a local guy.
Okay.
Before I get to that, okay, first up, the Queen has responded to the Meghan Markle situation. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, we'll talk to people about it. We love Harry and Meghan. I'm sorry they feel this way.
Is that what the Queen was saying?
Basically. Yeah. I'm just going to paraphrase.
Yeah, we'll
do it the American way.
Yeah.
My bad. I'll talk to some peeps.
Just like the Queen.
Okay.
All right. But wait, the really important story that's coming out of this is how did Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch get in the middle of Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Oprah, and the Queen?
I give up.
How? Was it pork chops and apple chops? No, it was not schwell. It was because Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Oprah were sitting in Christopher Knight's, a.k.a. Peter Brady's, chairs during the interview.
What?
Did you know that Peter Brady has a line of furniture?
Yeah.
Peter Brady's been in the studio before.
Wow.
Slightly in love with him.
Christopher Knight.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he has a furniture. I was thinking about buying a bar from him, but I didn't. Yes.
Really? He's got his own line of furniture?
He's got a whole line of furniture.
Wow.
And
he's the only Brady making money.
He is the only Brady making money.
It all looks like it's from the 70s.
Yeah, I like it.
It's actually, it's pretty good stuff.
Avocado?
No,
moth?
Yes.
What do you got?
They were the, they were like a, what's the wickerish looking chair?
Wow.
They're sold out, sorry to say, but look at that.
Because of that.
Peter Brady. Fun
now
fact.
That is a fun fact.
Isn't that a fun
Very
fact?
Very fun.
All right, also a fun fact. Piers Morgan quit his TV show over in Britain because he had a little bit of a fit. I can't say anything mean about the royals. Well, what happened was he rage quit his job after 60 seconds of on-air criticism.
Is that
criticism.
What we're calling it?
Yes,
rage
but yes,
quit.
He rage quit, but he doesn't get why Meghan Markle and Prince Harry needed to say peace out to the monarchy for years of bullying.
Wow.
I mean, my God.
Pierce just walks out.
He just walks
during
out.
During the show.
During the show.
Could
the weatherman.
Imagine? Don't you ever try
don't
that.
Don't you test don't, me, don't, sir.
I'll rage quit
faster than you can say Meghan Markle.
There'll be a drink in the face.
Sure.
I never want to throw a drink in anybody's face. What a waste
what
of alcohol.
What a waste of good drink.
I know, right? Like, drink it first and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then finally, let's talk about the show that you all need to watch. Now, I know I talked about Maine Cabin Masters, by the way, which is one of my favorite shows, but on the heels of, I know.
That you're a scene stealer.
I'm not a scene stealer,
show.
Bob. I just have more, I have more gravitas when it comes
to
television.
To Main Cabin Masters.
You did?
I did.
I feel like you maybe mentioned it once and then
I
happened.
Oh my God.
Let me separate you two.
You are.
Anyway, that's not
who's
the point making
Maine
it about
here?
You. You, but yeah. I vacation in Maine.
Okay, scene stealer. Go ahead.
Yeah, boy.
The new show you should be watching.
Okay, what's that? Peaky Blinders?
No.
All right, fine.
Farmhouse Fixer. Okay. It's with Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block, and it's so good, and it's on DIY/HGTV. I don't know. Just Google it. Uh-huh. Talking to your remote. And it's really good because Jonathan Knight, who lives in a farm up in Essex with horses and chickens and stuff, has decided to go around and fix local farms up. And they did some place in Hollis, New Hampshire, which I was like, what kind of disgusting place is this? Why would you ever buy it? And he turned it into this beautiful...
farmhouse?
Yeah.
Is that what, okay.
There was a well in on underneath the house.
Right. Well,
like they
well,
put well, well, yeah, well. Well, well.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
What do we do with that?
Anyway, fun fact, the person who works in advertising for this show,
yep.
Jesse Carbone, his wife, who owns Farmhouse Fresh Interiors in Norwell, helped with the design. You know, I learned
and we work with Jesse, his her husband.
Yeah. And what I learned is that you can paint a staircase like the same color from the you know, what do you call that finial thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then the stairs and all, the whole bit, and it looks good. That's what they did on this show.
That's great.
I'm going to try it at my house.
Okay.
I am.
You go first.
Okay.
Maybe Christopher Knight and Jonathan Knight could get together on a design show.
Oh
boy.
Oh my God.
Get a lady involved, two nights, a lady. It'd be great.
That'd be so fun. I'm liking it. Let's noodle this one.
All right. Well,
I'll talk to him. He's, scene stealer.
Scene stealer. All right, Brian. All right, thank you, Brian. Sunny and 52 today. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Isn't that your husband?
Sunny and 52?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
There it is.
That's cute. He is. That's nice. Okay. Hey, speaking of my husband.
All right.
George Clooney is filming The Tender Bar right now at the Buttery in the South End. So
is there
you guys
right now?
Yeah. Oh. I saw it on the Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
George and Ben there, too?
I don't know if Ben's there.
Okay.
But George will do.
Right. It's sunny and 52. All right.
Sunny. That's nice. Yeah. I like that.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunson, LBA, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:53 and a nice day. Sunny and 52, sure. Not as nice as yesterday, but, you know, don't look back.
No, distracts from the now.
Look forward.
Right.
Okay, 52 today, 65 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like life. You're 52 one day and you're 65 the next.
That's right. And Friday looking pretty good, too. Friday, 63, but we're not talking about the weekend.
No.
Weekend, just let it go. Just don't look that far ahead.
Okay.
LBF, would you like to stand corrected?
Oh, I'm not going to stand because I'm lazy.
Okay.
But I will admit
yes.
that I was wrong.
Wow.
Listen, I'm a woman who can admit she's wrong.
Okay. In this case. She is a woman.
I got a text from Sunny and 52, otherwise known as Dave Falcone.
Yeah.
And it said...
Oh, that guy from the radio.
Yeah, that guy from the radio, Dave Falcone. Just for the record, Bob did turn you on to Cabin Masters, signed Sunny and 52.
I like it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I do give you credit when I remember.
Well...
I mean, I'm constantly talking about you. Bob did this. Yeah. And then by the time I get here, it's like you're in front of me, so why would I give you credit for it?
Well, hey, that's not how it goes.
It doesn't... No?
No, because I turned you on to Maine Cabin Masters, and then... You know, then you said that you turned
I was turned on. By Ryan.
Really you are. Took a turn.
Is Sunny and 52 still listening?
Yeah, okay, probably. He's all
sorry.
Right with it.
Sorry. we talked to the Maine Cabin Masters yesterday.
Yes, because, let's be honest, I was talking about it and I was effusive over my love for the show and the cast members, particularly the very married Ryan.
Right.
And then they caught wind of it. And he wanted to meet me.
That's how it went down, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Ashley supervised because he's married to Ashley, and I get it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so believe that if you want, but you certainly did have a chance to meet Ryan. face-to-face on Zoom yesterday. Yes. It's on our Facebook page, which is the ROR Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan of Ming Cabin Masters, they're delightful.
They're so wonderful.
Weren't they nice?
Normal, nice people.
She wasn't even mad at you.
No.
She said, and like, take them.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care.
Take them.
She's like me. I'm like, Dave Falcone. Whatever.
It's great. So you can check out the Zoom call we had with them.
Yeah, it's super. It's so fun. They're so great.
If you never heard of them anyway, you like them.
Just tell them Bob Bronson sent you.
Thank
okay?
you.
Otherwise, he's going to give you a lot of flack for it.
Thank you.
I said it.
Scene stealer. I got you. Okay, it's at Facebook. Give us a like, the ROR Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.